Election day is today. Polls close at 7:30. Alliance voters will decide a Republican candidate for council at large. Council members Chris Bergara, Jennifer Kiko, and Philip Mastriani are challenged by the Reverend Joshua Smith. Three of the four will advance. The winners will face Democrat Jorge Mendoza in November. In Ward 3, Councilmember Ed Lonas faces primary challenger Logan Kelleher. The winner will face Democrat Jessica Risoliti in the general election. Stark County Children's Services asking for approval of a 1.4 mil levy to replace one passed in 2019. The current levy, which is expiring, raises about $12.6 million a year. The replacement would raise about $18.7 million. State Issue 2 would fund public infrastructure capital improvements by allowing Ohio to issue general obligation bonds. $2.5 billion over 10 years would go toward projects including roads, bridges, sewers, and water lines. Some members of Alliance City Council criticizing appointments to the city's Housing Oversight Board. Mayor Andy Grove is proposing council members Sheila Cherry, Philip Mastriani, and Cindy King as the board's council member, landlord, and tenant, respectively. Councilman Chris Bergara.
This is a biased board that's going to, it favors the mayor's decisions. I think he's upset because of he's not getting his way with the ordinance, and this is his vindictive way of getting back at council.
Councilwoman Jennifer Kiko also expressed concerns about the selections. Councilman Ed Lonas asked the mayor to reconsider the appointments, which Grove says he will do. The board also includes the mayor and safety service director. It's part of rental property regulations passed by council last month. Alliance Council's approved legislation allowing the safety service director to purchase a used Caterpillar soil stabilizer. The ordinance passed Monday states the expense will be no more than $98,000. Safety service director Mike Drager says the city can improve operations for making topsoil with biosolids by using the stabilizer. Council also passed an ordinance allowing the safety service director to advertise for proposals for professional services to assess the water treatment plant's industrial pre-treatment program, provide updates and training, select a firm, and negotiate a contract. Skeletal remains found in Akron last week are those of a Canton man. The Summit County Medical Examiner's Office says Akron police responded to a homeless encampment in the 300 block of Silver Street Friday afternoon. Officers discovered the remains in a fire pit and nearby area. They were taken to the medical examiner's lab where further examination and studies were done. Dental records were used to identify the remains as 22-year-old Xavier Menifee. He was reported missing in August. The trial is underway of a Zanesville truck driver charged in a November 2023 crash with a charter bus that killed six people and injured 18 others. Proceedings in the case of 63-year-old Jacob McDonald began Monday in Licking County Common Pleas Court. He's pleaded not guilty to charges, including aggravated vehicular homicide. McDonald was driving a truck on I-70 when it hit a vehicle in front of him and a bus carrying 54 students and chaperones from Tuskegee Valley local schools. Three students died in the crash, as did three adults in the other vehicle. Prosecutors say McDonald was speeding and not paying attention prior to the collision. Defense attorney argues his client was driving reasonably and the bus had a hard braking incident before the wreck. Uniontown police investigating after a man was shot during an argument with an Uber driver Saturday morning. Officers responded to the 600 block of Pontius Road in Lake Township around 12:15. Chief Michael Batchik says the altercation began inside the vehicle for an unknown reason. The driver, a 35-year-old Akron man, allegedly shot the passenger, a 68-year-old Mogador man, whom the driver was taken to his home. The passenger was taken to Summa Health in Akron with non-life-threatening injuries. Police will consult with the prosecutor's office to determine if charges will be filed. Stark County Sheriff's Office says a deputy fatally shot two dogs in Canton Sunday. Residents had called about two loose dogs in the 2200 block of 22nd Street Northeast. The responding deputy spoke with homeowners through a doorbell camera. The dogs charged at the deputy while he was between the home and a vehicle. He shot and killed both animals. The dog's owner was not home at the time. He later said they had been running loose since Saturday. The owner was cited for allowing dogs to be at large. Youngstown woman faces charges after a Saturday arrest. 18-year-old Melanie Neville was arraigned by video in Mahoning County Court Monday on a count of pandering obscenity involving a minor. Neville allegedly sent a screenshot of a 17-year-old girl having sex with a male. She also sent nude photos of the girl. The girl's mother reportedly told police Neville sent the photos to at least four people. Mayor of Warren wants the state to look into Steward health care system. Doug Franklin sent a letter to Attorney General Dave Yost late last month asking for an investigation into possible Medicare fraud. The letter accuses Stewart of restricting access to a bank account where Medicare, Medicaid, and other government funds are kept. The action has kept Insight Foundation from using the money to pay for operations at Trumbull Regional Medical Center. The hospital furloughed staff members due to the lack of funding. Franklin accuses Stewart of using the money to pay itself and vendors. Insight took over management of the hospitals during Stewart's bankruptcy.